You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, how fun today on Finishing Well. We get to kind of follow Jesus in a show title called Home Health Security, right? And I don't know if you're familiar with it. In the Luke chapter 4, Simon Peter's mother was mother-in-law, actually. It was his wife's mother. So that helps us know that Peter was, in fact, married. But she was ill. She had a fever. And she gets the ultimate house call. I don't know if you ever thought about it. Like the ultimate physician comes and rebukes the fever. And interestingly, the mother-in-law got up and started serving him. But the thing that I would point out there that I think is just absolutely amazing and beautiful is that clearly Jesus cared not only about his disciples, but he cared about their family.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a place where we see this maybe clearer than anywhere else where, you know, you see somebody else's family other than brothers in the case of James and John. But, you know, Jesus here goes for this home health thing.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the more I do this show and the more I think about Finishing Well, the more that home health security for my family becomes critical, not just you know, for my wife, who I want to make sure can stay at home as long as she can possibly stay at home and get the care that she needs, but also so that my kids don't have this burden of like, oh, what are we going to do with Dad? And I don't want to watch him suffer through this horrible, you know, nursing home or this horrible, you know, rehab or whatever that situation is. You know, clearly, if Jesus cared about Peter's family, shouldn't I care about my family, right?
Well, yeah. And so we're talking to people like at your age, so you're turning 65 this year, 64. I'm going to be turning 62. And people at this age, maybe a little bit older, who are still in good health, running around, and it seems like laying in a hospital bed or sitting in your easy chair at home and being discharged from the hospital or still in the hospital, and they're talking about whether you're going to go home or go to the facility for a while. That seems like a long way away to people at our age, and it certainly could happen sooner than later. But more than likely, if it happens and if that scenario plays out, it's going to be quite a few years down the road. And what we're talking about now is preparing for that. And what I want people to understand is what the family dynamic looks like. And I really would like to take people. I've been part of many of these types of discussions as a facilitator. And then I've also been part of them as a family member and a sibling and a son to my parents. When you're in a crisis, there's not a lot of logic coming out of people's mouths when you've got the son or daughter or both, and maybe you don't have all the kids and you get some missing kids from the equation, and perhaps both spouses are still alive, at least one of them sick, but maybe they're one of them's passed away, and so you've got this person in their 80s or 90s who is sick and needs care, and the whole family's gathered, and we first got to make decisions about what Dad needs and what Dad doesn't need, or what Mom needs and what Mom doesn't need. And when we do have two people here, a lot of times the other person, the healthy person, is, you know, healthy, but they're not up to taking care of the other one.
Right.
They're going to say that they can. And especially when it comes to, like, we need to hire somebody to come in here and do some things to make life work for you here at home, Dad. And then how much is this going to cost? And then you get the son and the daughter, and, you know, and then everybody's talking about money. And a lot of times that's the last thing they need to be talking about. They really need to be focused on dad's care, mom's care, care for the healthy spouse, making sure they don't get sick too, trying to wear themselves down. I mean, lifting up a person, somebody like your size or my size, when you're a 80-something female, you know, is that's going to wear you out just if you've got to help a person out of a chair, let alone cook for them, clean for them, comfort them, change their bandages, look after their medicines. So this whole concept of home health care and receiving home health care from some professionals is just something, in a lot of these situations, it ought to be a simple decision, but it's not.
Yeah, and, you know, I obviously got to experience that, you know, with both my parents, because my assumption was, in my case of my mother, well, Medicare pays for this stuff, right? But my mother had bone cancer, and she was in the hospital, and there came the point where, you know, they're like, well, she can't stay here. We know she's going to die here in a few weeks, but, you know, Medicare won't continue to pay for this because she's not progressing. And so, oh, my goodness, where are we going with mom? And you know, who all is going to be around to take care of this? And, you know, it was complicated and it was difficult, you know, because there was no, you know, planning involved to where we had professional help for that to happen. Similarly, in my dad's case, like we talked about many times, we thought he had some. Until we actually...
You did.
Yeah, because he'd had it on his wife.
But he didn't buy it on himself.
He didn't buy it on himself. And then when the time came, you know, you would think he was self-insured. But, you know, when they started saying it was $300 or $400 a day, he's like, well, we're not doing that.
He could have paid for it. Well, you actually did it at my recommendation. I said, you need to call these people up, hire them, have them go out there, because you had to go somewhere. You were doing it, but you had to hire somebody, and boy, he threw him out, didn't he?
He did. That was an unforgettable experience.
Well, and we talked about this, is that had your dad purchased long-term care insurance on himself while he bought it for his wife?
Or home health care insurance.
Yeah, or home health care insurance. Had he had insurance for this, he would have been pulling that policy out 2 days after his fall because – you know, that's something he did, and, you know, he would have been looking to get something back out of that. And I'm telling you that just a small amount of insurance, which, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 worth of benefits is not certainly enough to cover several years of care. But, boy, it's wonderful when you compare it to nothing just for this conversation. So, I mean, we offer to lots of people a thing called, you know, home health care insurance, and it's a policy. It's written by a few companies, and we have one in particular that we like very much, and it pays $1,200 a week, and it pays that in cash to the policyholder. If you're meeting a minimum level of necessity, it just pays as an indemnity. So you can go hire who you want. You can just use the $1,200 any way you want to use it to just solve the care problem. Now, most people are going to just hire an agency for $20, $25 an hour and put together a plan of care, which you got to have all that to collect on the policy. But my point is it gives you enough discretion in how you spend the money. And even with somebody like your dad, it really wasn't an issue of money because he had the money to just, without the insurance, to just pay for this. But getting him to come off of it and getting your brothers and sisters to agree to him coming off of it, perhaps even getting you to see all of that and how much it costs in the situation, it just wasn't going to happen.
Right, which put me in the position of, like, wow, I do not want my kids to have this kind of a dilemma and this kind of pressure on them. You know, what am I going to do in my own life to prepare for this so that it will be easy? Oh, well, you know, we don't have to worry. You know, we'll use dad's policy.
Yeah, I mean, the whole conversation would have been different, and you would have been talking about something other than money when you were all together. You would have been talking about dad's care, dad's well-being. You'd have been talking about the convenience of the people. You'd been talking a little bit about your personal life and where you need to be somewhere on Saturday or Mondays or you know, what you're going to have to give up or not give up, or your sister or brother, and, you know, mom wasn't here in your case. But you can just have a rational discussion about putting together a plan that includes these professional home health care people, maybe some of the grandchildren. It would have been nice to be able to pay one of the grandchildren $500 a week just to stay out there, pay them in cash. And, you know, I don't know if any of your grandchildren could have made those arrangements, but it could be that $500 is the difference between doing that or not doing it. And if it's coming from an insurance company, people are going to do that. But if it's coming right out of grandpa's pocket, people just, they're not going to collect any money, and hence they may not even be out there. So my whole point with this, by planning for it now when you're in your 60s or 50s, 70s, and really planning for this, that if this happens, we're going to have a small amount of insurance, like $1,200 a week for a whole year or 52 weeks, that is going to be there, and it's going to come every week. And we've got to spend a minimum amount of that on professional home health care people. There's some rules with this. But beyond the minimal amount, we're just going to get a check, and we can use it as we see fit to, you know, keep Dad at home.
And when you say planning for it, I'm assuming it's kind of like life insurance or other things, that the younger you are when you take on the policy, the whole lot less the premium. Taking it on at 80, probably.
Sure,
not.
Yeah. But it's still very reasonable. You can buy the from this company up through age 89. And, yeah, it's expensive at those older ages, but we have people buy it because they just see the sense in it. If you're really going to plan for this and indemnify yourself and protect your estate, you really need to get $250,000 or more of insurance for home health care and facility care, which is called long-term care insurance. So I don't want to give any people the false impression that you can get yourself well covered for these small premiums for this stuff. I'm just simply saying that this does wonders to just create some liquidity when you're in the middle of that problem. Like, what do we do with mom and dad?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're listening to Finishing Well, with today's show being, right, it's called Home Healthcare Security. And, of course, you know, obviously that would come from Jesus first, as we've been talking about. But what we're talking about is that this is a lower premium way to get some coverage so that you know. In fact, you know, Hans knows I'm this is actually what I'm doing for my own family, because I've experienced it on the other side. So if you want more information on that, clearly it's in Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or you can just go to cardinalguide.com and email, you know, Hans about questions you may have along those lines. So when we come back, we got more on what we call home healthcare security.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well. Today's show, Home Health Security, with our certified financial planner, Hans Scheil. And when we left our hero, we were talking about this home health policy.
Yeah. I mean, it is a real blessing. We've written hundreds of these on clients. I mean, we're primarily in the Medicare supplement business, and I'm always talking to all of my salespeople and agents about, you know, when somebody buys a Medicare supplement from us, we need to use that as an opportunity to talk to them about long-term care. And long-term care, home health care, I mean, when you just throw out the word of long-term care, it covers a pretty wide area. And this particular policy, we have a few versions of it from a few different companies, but the particular one that I'm speaking about allows a client to buy $1,200 a week of cash or indemnity benefit that comes every week that you need the care for up to 52 weeks. And actually, if you use it for less than that, say you break your hip or something in your 70s and then you recover, and if you recover and you get better for 6 months, all those benefits you use get restored back into the policy so that for the rest of your life, you continue to have 52 weeks. And when you add that up, it's $62,400 of benefits just for home health care. And, you know, certainly not enough to cover the lifetime potential of home health care. I mean, if you, for instance, get dementia and, you know, if you lived alone or even if you lived with another person who can stay with you, that's not a very practical situation if that other person is the same age as you, even if they don't have dementia, if it's your spouse. Home health care can be used to supplement, you know, the family looking after the person. And then toward the end of home health care, that person that has dementia and has Alzheimer's, they're going to probably need to be in a facility, okay? And it just, I know in my mother's case, she was in a facility for about the last year. And before the last year, she was in a facility where she was really using the home health care benefits of her policy. So what we're talking today about is a simple solution that really solves family problems, because this is the family's responsibility. You know, for those people that are fortunate enough to have families, we also have clients that have no really family that's close by or that, you know, is tied to them enough that they're really going to take on this responsibility, then they have an even larger problem. And being able to have the money and the resources there to provide care becomes even more important. But back to the families, I mean, we talked in the first part of the show about the family dynamic of how the family gathers when somebody, a crisis, there's been a fall or somebody, some event has happened around the dementia that everybody kind of knew about. And now there's some lifestyle decisions that have to be made around mom and dad. Maybe they're in the hospital and they need to come out, and are they going to go to rehab, and where are they going to go after that? Or they're already home, but it's been determined that they can't stay alone. I went through this myself. And when I talk about the family dynamic, a lot of times that discussion is really all about money, which is kind of sad, because it really, the discussion primarily needs to be around what's best for mom and dad, and then what's best for mom and dad, but without the other people around there just giving up their lives. Because that's not practical either, and it really doesn't make a lot of sense for somebody.
Well, if somebody would have told me it's not practical before I experienced it, I would have thought, you know, oh, yeah, we'll help my dad. You know, I'm 6'5", 240 pounds. I wouldn't have a problem in the world lifting him up. You want to bet? Even when he got down to, you know, he was 130 or 40 pounds. Yeah, you try. I'll never, ever, ever forget one night where I needed to get him from his chair that he was watching TV into his bed, and I had to get him just up into his wheelchair, and it was all in the world, and it's a wonder I didn't get hurt or he didn't get hurt. You know, that there's just people that are trained on how to do this stuff.
Well, sure they are, and they're not cheap. They don't need to be there 24 hours a day either, especially if you have family around. But 20 hours a week can be wonderful. You know, 30 hours a week, 40 hours a week, they can be there 24/7. And that doesn't typically cost that much more than a facility does. So that's not necessarily practical, but you can have people there 24/7. But what we're primarily talking about is somebody to come in and help, somebody to help them get dressed every day, to somebody to cook their meals or receive the meals, somebody to clean the house, somebody to help them get a bath, just help them live their life, the activities of daily living.
Well, the recovery is a big deal, too. Like, you know, the physical therapy, occupational therapy. I can remember going through all that stuff with my dad. And so you can have three or four different kinds of people coming in. And still, since then, that type of policy, they're going to give you the money no matter, like you said, if it's your granddaughter or if it's some trained physical therapist.
Yeah, and for some of that skilled care, you can get money out of Medicare for that. And but even if you can't, you got extra money here. You can really put together a plan. My whole point is it makes sense to buy some amount of insurance so that, like, for your dad, even though he's got the money, it's going to be a lot easier to get the insurance company to pay off on this thing than it is to get him to come off of his money to pay for this. Okay?
An understatement. But you had one lady that lived out in Texas that really was in no financial position, but this was a lifesaver for her.
You know, this lady, she called up one day. And she said, you know, I think I have some insurance for this, and but I'm not really sure. Can you tell me about that? And one of our salespeople had offered this. She had her Medicare supplement, and then she bought this policy. And she didn't exactly know, you know, what all it covered and if it did cover, how to collect on it. But she had just been in the hospital. Her daughter took time off of work while she was in the hospital to be there with her, took time off of work to get her at home, and now the daughter had to go back to work. And she was just thinking she can't make it at home, and she was wondering if this insurance would do anything for her. And she had the policy that I'm talking about. And I think the only reason she had it is I had told a group of my salespeople to just start offering this to everybody that buys a Medicare supplement, and she bought it. And she was just so surprised that she had benefits. And now I start in Beaumont, Texas. I'm looking for a home health care agency, and I called a number of the local ones trying to help her out and really found mostly hospice people, skilled care people. So then I start calling the national agencies, and the first one couldn't help me in Beaumont. And I got to Visiting Angels, so a little plug for them. They had somebody that came over from the next town, but it was pretty close. And she put together a plan of care. They came out Monday through Friday. The daughter came over on the weekends. They were only there 4 hours a day, which was enough to get her the level of care she needed. And then this policy sent her the full $1,200, even though the 20 hours a week from the agency didn't cost that much. This is an indemnity. And she used it for about 3 or 4 months, and she's like a walk-in commercial for us now. I mean, it's just, it was just, and these people weren't doing medical things for her. They were just helping her get out of bed and get a bath and checking on her medicines, getting a meal while she was there, cleaning her house, just doing the kind of things her daughter was doing for her, maybe plus a little more. And then the daughter would come over in the evening. It just worked out wonderful. And if she hadn't had this insurance, she wouldn't have employed a home health care agency. No way.
And the beauty of it is, but based on my understanding of the story, which had a lot to do with my own decision in buying the policy, was like, oh, well, what happens, you know, if you just have a bad fall or something and you use this thing for 6 months, you know, am I only good for another 6 months for the rest of my life? But the good news is that she recovered and was good, and she was okay for 6 months after she recovered.
Well, she has been.
And so now it's been reinstated so that she still has the same amount of coverage that she had before the first.
Yeah, it's a restoration of benefits that are built into here. And on the back end of this policy, it's got facility care so that if she does have to go to a facility or she runs out of benefits, you know, with the 52 weeks, she's got a whole nother year of care paid at some level, you know, in the facility. So I don't want to get too specific about the benefits because we tailor these things to people. But this thing's a real blessing.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it is that everybody's situation ain't the same, and so there is no cookie cutter approach because,
right?
You know, in my case, there're medical situations that I don't qualify for certain long term care things that might have been a better financial decision for me. So like you say, everyone's different based on your situation, your financial situation, your other investments and things like that.
Sure. Sure. This was a blessing for her. And I, you know, I commend the salesperson. They were just doing what they told. And I really would like to get after all my salespeople to at least offer this and walk people through the benefits of it. We got 6,000 clients. And, you know, I would say.
And I personally was, absolutely shocked at how inexpensive it was. Yeah. I mean, it was completely affordable for me and Tammy, and, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer, actually, at this point in our lives. Of course, we're a little bit younger applying for it than
some. I just ran an example for my salespeople. At age 64, this thing is about $135 a month. At age 80, it's like $310 a month. Now, we could take the age 80 person and we could lower some of the benefits on the not home health care portions of that and kind of get it down into the twos. But we still have a lot of people in their 80s buy this. This company offers it all the way through age 89.
Well, there you go. You may be interested. And, of course, we want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Cardinal Guide. If you go to cardinalguide.com, don't forget you got a cardinal, then you got a guide. And so to cardinalguide.com, there you're going to find Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, has so much more about this kind of stuff as we learn how to finish well. You can email him, or if you just have specific questions, you know, go to cardinalguide.com. Again, a lot of fun doing the show today. Of course, we all know Jesus is the ultimate home health care provider, but it's nice to know that we're not putting, you know, the burden on our families. Thanks, Hans.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.